It's Wednesday, January 4th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Small business owners forecast revenue increases and expansion in 2023. New data protection laws, Verizon's 3G shutdown, and the revised right to repair legislation in New York. And LastPass is criticized for the lack of transparency in response to data breach. This is the Business of Tech. Well, welcome back into 2023 with some optimism. 66% of small business operators are forecasting revenue increases in 2023, according to Bank of America's National 2022 Women and Minority Business Owners Spotlight Report. More than half of the entrepreneurs said they have plans to expand their businesses, an increase from 37% over spring 2022. Inflation was the primary concern among small business operators at 75%, followed by commodities pricing at 69% and concerns over the threat of recession at 67%. 66% of business owners were uneasy about the nation's political environment, and 65% were keeping a watchful eye on interest rates. An overwhelming number of entrepreneurs at 80% remain concerned about critical supply chain delays caused by the pandemic, and while 38% said they plan to increase hiring in 2023, which is a seven-year high, labor shortage problems also contributed to small business owners' unease. Combine that with a survey from Red Hat, and there's not much change to IT priorities. Security remains the top IT funding priority across all regions and industries, with 44% of respondents calling it a top three funding priority, a total 8 points higher than cloud infrastructure. The top priorities were network security, 40%, and cloud security, 38%. In comparison, third-party or supply chain risk management at 12% and security or compliance staffing at 13% ranked as the lowest security funding priorities. Why do we care? I wanted to start the year with a more positive story. There's some optimism with an expected increase in revenues. The themes of concern aren't new to listeners of the show, so get out there and capture some business. Here are a few things to catch up on from the holiday break. There are new data protection laws in Virginia and California. Verizon shut down its 3G network at the end of the year, the last major U.S. carrier to do so. And in New York, the governor signed that right to repair law we've been tracking. That said, it's not as drafted. The governor had it modified, stripping out the bill's requirement for original equipment manufacturers or OEMs to provide to the public any passwords, security codes, or materials to override security features. OEMs will also be able to bundle assemblies of parts instead of just specific components needed for a DIY repair if, quote, the risk of improper installation heightens the risk of injury. The rules will only apply to devices built initially and used or sold in New York for the first time after July 1st. There's also an exemption for digital products that are the subject of business-to-business or business-to-government sales and that otherwise are not offered for sale by retailers. Why do we care? Well, I'm catching up too, and it's that last one I wanted to dwell on. Critics say the changes weaken the law. Well, I'm glad it passed, and I expect case law to work itself out here. Customers have an avenue to challenge, and that's what we care about. I don't expect this to be the last, and we'll see a trend this year. And the big one, deserving of its segment, is LastPass. While the show was away, LastPass further commented on the breach from August. Hackers have user password vaults. The company insists that login information is secure, encrypted, and behind the master password. Security experts are critical of this assessment. Security researcher Vladimir Pliant, a security researcher known for helping originally develop AdBlock Pro, released a lengthy blog breaking down his criticisms, particularly how the company is discussing the incident and how transparent they are. Why do we care? Well, bias first, I'm a customer of LastPass. I will leave the technical analysis for security professionals, have included the links to articles for you to explore. What I care about is the apparent need for more transparency. When it comes to a security issue, that's problematic and it damages trust. Service providers should take heed. Crisis management is simple. Overcorrect, overcommunicate, and be proactive. Anything less damages trust. And that's what LastPass has done here more than anything. Every client needs cyber protection, but that doesn't mean service providers have to deploy a jumbled patchwork of solutions to get it done. Modern protection starts with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. Acronis combines backup, anti-malware, endpoint protection, management, and robust ransomware defense, all from a single console. That's why successful MSPs use Acronis to generate more recurring revenue and reduce churn. It's easy to get started at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Welcome to 2023. Today is National Trivia Day, but it's also National Can-Do Day. That one sounds great for entrepreneurs. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.